Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. You know, it's a loss, of course, but I thought the effort was fantastic for Vanderbilt at South Carolina Saturday night.
I think Bobby did, too. I think, you know, yes, it is a loss, and yes, there were mistakes, but that game had intensity from start to finish. Both sides of the ball played, I thought, you know, with a top effort level, and just you can go back in that game and just pick out a play here, a play there. It was one of those that truly that made a difference, you know, for Vanderbilt, a missed field goal on that opening drive on a chip shot impacted later in the game where Vanderbilt couldn't just play for a winning field goal. They had to play for a touchdown. You know, a lot of drop balls on passes that Larry Smith threw that should have been caught. You know, an interception that should have been made that would have ended that scoring drive that gave South Carolina their 14th point. You know, so there was good and bad mixed in, but you're right. I thought they really played. It was a classic Southeastern Conference game in that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, a crazy sequence, as you mentioned, where I guess Uta Umo made a great play, knocking the ball out at the 1 yard line,
yeah.
And then as you mentioned, you know, what looked like a sure interception, you know, just didn't happen, and then. The great catch by Gurley, the one-handed catch by Gurley that really got that drive going.
Yeah, you got him pinned back at the one again, and they throw it down that far sideline, and it was a terrific. It just was. It was a great catch. But I think the defense would tell you that the big problem they had, they gave up too many of those big plays. The disputed touchdown catch was, you know, 35 yards. So. Yeah, you know, a lot of good effort and a lot of good plays, but, you know, what the defense would tell you, when you get them pinned back on the one, you've got to keep them there and maintain that field position. They weren't able to do that.
And Joe Caldwell, you know, should have had that interception. But, Joe, I was talking to Kevin, and missing that short field goal really came home to roost for Vanderbilt on that last drive, didn't it?
Yeah, well, on that first drive of the game you're talking about, when it got, you know, they marched downfield, you know, 11-play drive, and, you know, come down and just, you know, look really sharp and then get down there, get down in the red zone. Frustrated they didn't punch it in for a touchdown, but you're set up for a 25-yard field goal and then miss it. And it kind of breathed life back into the crowd that had been pretty quiet there early on. And again, the impact of later in the game, 14-10, you're coming downfield on a very nice drive in the final minutes there. And instead of being able to play for a chance to kick a field goal to win it, you've got to be trying to play for a touchdown. It just impacts everything.
Joe, I know the officials have a tough job, but that stretch in the second quarter was a little curious.
Well, you know what? It was more than curious. I think Rogers Redding and the league office have a busy week ahead of them because they not only our game, but, you know, I can think of at least one other where they've got some issues. And we had several instances where it just looked like for a moment the officiating crew almost lost control of the game. I only saw the replays eight or nine times on the touchdown. I would love to sit down with either Doyle Jackson or Rogers Redding and have them explain to me how that catch was actually a touchdown. I just don't understand it given the replay views that we saw. But then it got even worse in that at one point Vanderbilt, the clock is running down. They're going to run the clock down, take an intentional 5-yard penalty because they're going to punt. And after that happened, they blew the whistle, they called the penalty, then replay called down and said, oh, we're going to review the previous play before the 42nd clock expired. So then the explanation was that replay was not able to contact the officials in time. Why was that? You know, and there was no, there's so there's a lot of issues that have to be resolved. But for about, it, I guess we went what 10, 12.
Yeah, we went about 10 minutes
without
running a single play,
yeah,
and you know, and they go back two plays and review one, and then South Carolina, they ended up not getting charged with a timeout, if I remember correctly.
Right.
It was just such a bizarre sequence of things that happened. Right,
yeah, it was
there.
A comedy. As we said, you know, we were, and I think we even mentioned the broadcast. You were right there next to the State Fair. You had time to run over, get a corn dog, and come back.
Right.
But, now I got to bounce back, hopefully, and, of course, not easy. Georgia Tech, which is awfully good, coming in on Saturday for Halloween night.
Yeah, they're only ranked 11th in the country.
Yeah.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys, take care.